what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy going to give you something to drink now.
That's right. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, as well as investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. It's true, Shelley, isn't it? This is the program that gives you enlightenment and insight and explores all of these topics and questions and philosophies about how we can be better people. And to prove it's necessary,
oh, yes.
To prove that we need this, we give you the Dark 30 Hour every week, in which we dig into this twisted news that you may not hear so much about around the world in the mainstream media. And people love to go into Wright's Coin Shop and talk about what they've heard on the Dark 30 Hour, don't they?
They do. They really do. I see new faces all the time. People call me up on the phone, and it's great.
And, you know, I mentioned this to you before the program. There are businesses out there that say, hey, if you want to sell your gold or silver, we will pay you the highest amount. We will give you the best. You think maybe they're stretching the truth a bit?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. There's a reason we've been in business for 40 years this month.
Oh, this month?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, that's true, because for one thing, you guys are not part of some big corporate structure.
No.
You have one homegrown, family-oriented business that's been there operating solely on its reputation for 40 years.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And if you have a bad reputation, a business like that will die virtually overnight.
Yes, it will.
So that's pretty amazing. So when people go into Wright's Coin Shop nowadays, what do they seem to be most interested in?
They're interested in the gold and silver, but they're very interested right now in the collector coins. And we are furiously working up everything that we buy every day, all day long, trying to get it out onto the floor so everybody can see what we have. And every day, you can come in every day and you see something new.
So, if somebody has any question about how the gold and silver business works, they can either walk right in there, and there's no pressure. You guys aren't into hard selling. You know what the customer's experience needs to be like.
Exactly.
They can come in. They can talk to you. Look at their options. Go home. Think about it. Whatever. They're not going to be pressured into anything. Or they can call you. Or even email you guys, right?
Yeah.
So you are accessible via all options in the media today.
We are.
How can people find you?
They can come to our store at 1270. What are we?
1271.
1271.
You actually work there.
I know. I got lots of numbers running through my head. 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Or they can call us up at 828-298-5402.
So, again, be sure to write this down, folks, because, honestly, you can call up Shelley Wright directly if that's your choice. There are plenty of other helpful staff members there, but if you're a fan of the show and you just want an excuse to talk to Shelley, this is a good one. Again, the number is 828-298-5402, or you can visit them at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. You just take exit 51 there off of I-40 and take a left.
Yes.
And you also have WrightsCoinShop.com, which has a map and makes it as easy as possible for everyone.
It does.
WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. I've been waiting till the Dark 30 Hour to tell you guys about what something that I saw a few days ago here in Asheville. And mind you, okay, now Shelley, you were born here. You've lived here your whole life.
Yes.
I was born here. I've lived here my whole life. Sure, I travel a lot, but this is my base. Forrest, you were born in this region, and you've lived in this region your whole life, more or less.
Well, I wasn't born in this region, no.
Where were you born?
Texas.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, you don't count then, do you? No, actually, you've been in this region since how long?
I've been in the Asheville area since 1994.
Okay, so you've been here a long time. And
You know, I mentioned that our friend from Canada, Andrea, was down here as a judge for Puppy Fest. And she'd never been to Asheville before. And so my wife, Lauren, and I spent time showing Andrea around the area. And it was a beautiful day. And I'm talking about all of the diversity in Asheville and all of the fun, eclectic things you can do. We were in downtown. In my car, Andrea's in the back seat. I think at this point, I was driving. Lauren was in the passenger seat. We go rolling very close to the U.S. Cellular Center, where Puppy Fest was held. And we look over to our right, and I am not exaggerating. What we saw standing on the side of the road was a gentleman who looked a great deal like Buckwheat from The Little Rascals, enthusiastically pleasuring himself during broad daylight. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is like 3 p.m.
That is weird even for Asheville.
I know. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I never thought I'd say that.
I mean, have you ever seen anything like that? This is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, bright, sunny day. The guy is not concealed behind anything. And trust me, it was very, very visible what he was doing.
Oh, my.
In fact, the ladies afterward were able to comment extensively on the details of what they had seen. And I got an eyeful myself. And I turned to Amber and I was like, well, I guess you kind of hit the jackpot in Asheville if you came here to see unusual stuff, because that's, I've never even seen that before. Forrest, have you seen anything like that?
No.
Is that not amazing that she got to see this?
So now I don't know how to call it amazing.
So she's going to get to go back to Canada as this ambassador for Asheville. And probably the first story she's going to tell everybody will not be about Puppy.
What I saw.
Yeah. What I saw on the side of the road. Yeah, it was incredible. And, you know, the funny thing is, we were kind of in a rush because she was going to go to the airport. And I thought to myself, should I have done something about this?
What would you have done?
I mean, I guess I could have called the cops, but, you know, it was downtown. There are people everywhere. And so I was your typical statistic who was just like, I'm just going to ride on by this.
Where was the closest pedestrian to this person?
You know, honestly, blinders go on at that point. When you see something like that, it was like tunnel vision. A little spotlight on his little thing, and I didn't even notice anybody else. I was endorphins spread through my body, and I was just... I was excited for her that she got to see something that would be such a great story when she heads back to the north. And I see this, and I think to myself, Shelley, I've heard stories about this kind of thing, but I've never seen it. You've been in business there 40 years.
Yes.
And this has never happened, anything like that. No, there's never been a man either give you a window show or just stroll right in the door and produce an effect like that.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know. We play with this Tulpa thing all the time on the show, so hopefully that will not manifest.
I've been the one that created your Tulpa, and I will not be creating that one.
Which one did you create? Did you create that
Tulpa? I created your ghost in your...
Gulga?
Not that one.
Guga. Our German ghost, yes.
No, she's from Liechtenstein.
Oh, is that where she... Well, okay. That's fine. That's not in Germany?
It's a Bavarian province.
Oh, okay.
Something.
It's in that neck of the woods. And so, you know, here I have this truly shocking experience. And then, I check with my research staff here, and I see the first story that comes in for Dark 30 is from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And the headline is, man accused of threatening neighbor while genital hoisting. Now, I've never heard that term before. I'm not making it up. It's right here from the Sun Sentinel. Quote, genital hoisting, end quote. What does that mean to you? What could that possibly be? Genital hoisting.
Genital hoisting.
For one thing, it makes you think something very heavy is involved.
Yeah.
It says, when you're wheeling out your garbage in the morning, the last thing you probably want to see is more junk. I think we know the direction this is going. A man told deputies that a 60-year-old neighbor had threatened his life before walking into the middle of the boulevard there, where he allegedly, well, I'm just going to say it, wagged his wiener at him. That's, I mean...
okay.
And jumped up and down all the while, shouting, I won't say what he said, but he said, blanket, okay, if you can use your imagination there. This is according to an arrest affidavit. The man said, when questioned, he did it because he was extremely upset that the neighbor was not putting his trash cans out on the curb in a straight line and made the neighborhood look bad.
Oh, that made the neighborhood look bad.
So now the man gets to find out something else that's sucky. Jail is probably where he's going to be for a while. Yeah, there goes the neighborhood. Huh? So maybe I got to see a different version of genital hoisting. That's what we'll call it. It makes it sound so much more intriguing that way, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like how you say got to see.
How lucky I was. Goodness. Okay, we have about a minute before our next break. And so I don't know how deep we're going to get into this story, but we have plenty of them. This is from Rialto, California. And, you know what? I'll just tease it a little bit by saying that a school district accountant is in trouble. She is accused of stealing $3 million in school lunch money. And, you could think of her as a bit of a mule because she did it by stuffing it somewhere on her person. When we return, I will tell you how she accomplished this multi-million-dollar feat. This is the hour of the show we call the Dark 30 Hour, and I think I need give no more evidence for why that is. We dig into the more twisted side of things, and we'll continue when we come back on Speaking of Strange, right after this.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you just felt a minute or two.
The name
on Speaking of Strange. This is the content we save for late at night, deep into safe harbor, when it's okay to give you the truth about some of these highly controversial news stories that you may not hear so much about the rest of the week in the mainstream news. It's our journalistic duty to keep you informed. And boy, do I have a stack of it tonight. It's going to be hard to make it through all of this. But before I continue, I want to remind you again now, it's going to be cold soon. Maybe there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. Maybe your power is going to go out. Who knows? This is the time to check out the website for the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. It's portable, or you can leave it at your home. It's powerful, the most powerful solar generator of its type for the lowest price in the world, guaranteed. Do your own research, and you'll see why so many people have purchased it around the world. Go to sunshinesimple.com. sunshinesimple.com and watch the short free video there, and I think you'll be very impressed, and you'll see why it is what I use in my home, whether it's in North Carolina or in Puerto Rico, and you'll be impressed. So here we go. I mentioned before the break, a woman in Rialto, California is in trouble. She stole $3 million in school lunch money over a period of 7 years, and she embezzled it all by stuffing it into her bra. Now, this is an impressive bra. I don't know what her bra size was, but probably bigger than it should have been. 48 years old, they have video of the woman stuffing cash into her bra before leaving work. It says obviously she had this access, and the accounting was a little sloppy. In fact, they think this may be the largest white-collar crime the Rialto police have ever investigated. So when you see a lady and you think, wow, she's very well endowed, maybe you take her home, pop that top, and it rains cash. Wouldn't that be a good day, a good end of the date, right? I mean, I think I'd much rather have like $1 million than to get lucky, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what if you're exploring and you pop that top and it turns out that she's wearing a flotation device? You'd be kind of disappointed, aren't you?
If I'm on a sinking ship, no.
No.
If I'm on a carnival cruise, that's exactly what I want.
Carnival?
Yeah, if I'm on a carnival cruise line, I want that lady.
Mm.
It all depends on where you are, but I think, you know, in most cases, you know, $1 million falling out of a gigantic bra, we'll take it. We'll totally take it.
Well, I mean, if you've got that far anyway, you're probably going to get lucky also in both ways.
She should be hired out for birthday parties. You tie her up like a what is it called?
Pinata.
A pinata. Yeah. You just smack her around and see how much cash falls out of her bra. I think that would be a fantastic party gimmick.
You're thinking this happens a lot more often than it really does.
Well, if any of you ladies have this habit, let me know. My birthday's coming up this month. And speaking of bras, here's a story from Lakeland, Florida. For the 10th time this year, a Lakeland police officer is in trouble for sexual misconduct. The officer has been suspended for a day after forcing a woman to pull up her shirt and expose her bra and shake her bra over and over during a traffic stop to prove she had nothing to hide till he was fully satisfied that she had no contraband. Now, you know, at first this may seem a little bit unnecessary, but after the story I just read, I bet this cop was happy to see that story come out, huh? His lawyer was like, well, look! Look at what women are stuffing into their bra these days. They are claiming, though, that his methods were highly questionable. She did not have any illegal substances on her, nor was she doing anything suspicious. And apparently the state attorney has said that the actions may have just been plain stupid.
You think?
That's never happened to you, Shelley?
No.
Really?
No.
Never anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Again, we'll see now that we've put it on the air. Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, if you get pulled over by the Lakeland police, you may end up semi-clothed very quickly. But if you are at a haunted house in Pennsylvania, they say it'll scare your pants off. It's a naked haunted house.
A naked haunted house? Their junk is so scary.
Actually, you have to get naked to go through it. Yeah. They're not naked. You're naked.
You're naked. Why
no,
would
no
you...
No naked ghost.
Well, maybe they have a few, but they say they believe that you'll be even more scared because it's an additional fear. And they claim, well, it's completely dark in the haunted house, and so only people who are allowed in there with you are also naked as a jaybird. So you're running through the house with a bunch of other naked people you don't know in the dark. Now, hang on a second. Night vision imagery is very available.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so don't tell me. Don't tell me they don't have night vision cameras.
Somebody's getting an eyeful. And I'm thinking that there are a lot of liability issues with this. Strangers groping each other.
If you go to paratemporal.com and see some of our night vision footage, you'll see quite a few orbs, but I think this is probably the best way to see orbs.
I think you're right.
And the funny thing is, I'm reading this story, and they're talking about, how that they claim there's not going to be any funny business during the tour and all that. And, yeah, and then I get an update here. Update to the story is, supposedly, since that came out, somebody is claiming that this violates zoning laws because it's too close to a school area, so they have temporarily shut this haunted house down, and now those folks are trying to open it back up again.
Boo.
Really?
No pun.
Now you're behind this? Now you support the naked haunted house.
I don't think the haunted house is going on during school hours.
That's true. Okay, well, I think there may be something there. I'd like to see the footage from it, that's for sure. I'll read this because it's from McDowell County, North Carolina. You know, Shelley, we've joked with you over the years about the white van.
Yeah.
That's going to arrive at Wright's Coin Shop and entice you with kitties or puppies or whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you never thought the white van was going to be driven by a woman.
Uh-oh.
But apparently that's exactly what has happened. A 28-year-old lady has been driving a white van around our area here, Western North Carolina, and says that she has been getting it on with teen boys. Driving this white van and spinning a web of stories to seduce the alleged victims, she picked up the boys and went camping, including some of her own kids. And at some point, she's alleged to have done you-know-what with them and engaged in a variety of various acts. She's now being held on a $100,000 bail in the Yancey County Jail. There are a number of charges against her. One lady who works at the campground said, quote, there was just this one incident that stood out. Quote, a woman came in late at night with a creepy white van full of kids, and it was pouring down rain. And the lady at the campground was suspicious because the woman in the van never set up a tent and drove to a very remote area of the campground. She said it just felt weird.
This van's a rockin'.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're going to take a break. And not surprisingly, we're going to jump right back into Florida. And a new type of bandit. I had to read this story two or three times to fully absorb what was being reported here. It's a story about a woman in Florida, and they are calling her the Scratch and Sniff Bandit. I will explain what that means in this context soon. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking
of Strange.
Going to do some tarot card readings as a special this month at Wright's Coin Shop?
I think so. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Well, what kind of tarot card reading?
I think I will tell people the future of their coin.
Okay.
Whether, you know, the value will go up, whether, I don't know, whether they'll find it, whatever they want to know, I can tell them.
And how much will that cost?
$1.
$1 for a tarot card reading.
Yes.
This month only, yes. October, at Wright's Coin Shop.
$1 a question.
Okay.
I think it's a steal.
It's a nice promotion. I think it might branch out into other phenomena.
It may.
Yeah. Good time of year to do it. Also a good time of year to take yourself a haunted Asheville ghost tour. Walking tours. We have a vampire and a cult tour. We have a trolley tour. I'm going to be doing a lot of the trolley tours personally this season. Go to hauntedasheville.com. Hard to believe it's October, isn't it? Here's a story from Sanford, Florida. They are looking for a woman there called the Scratch and Sniff Bandit. And she's being sought after stealing artificial hair from a beauty store. Apparently, the police say the woman stuffed 5 packages of artificial hair into her purse and walked out of the store. She had a couple of other women who were accomplices. They were sort of distracting the store employees. And the public information officer at the police department explained why they are calling this woman the Scratch and Sniff Bandit. Quote, "When you watch the surveillance video, she does a big old scratch down the lower front regions of her body area and then sticks her finger up to her nose and takes a big whiff. And she keeps doing this over and over," end quote. That's the Scratch and Sniff. She left the store in a black 1999 Dodge 4x4 truck. So if you encounter the Scratch and Sniff Bandit, don't try to engage her. Just call the cops. Who knows? If you do engage her, wash your hands immediately. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it apparently was what it sounded like it was when I read it. Oh. Here's a story from Gainesville, Florida. This should just be the Florida show, huh? Now, imagine waking up and finding a naked man in your bedroom. Okay, well, that's downright shocking and scary. But then... then you find out the naked man works in your city's administration as a prosecuting attorney. Yeah.
Scandalous.
A longtime attorney there. He's behind bars after being accused of prowling in and around the woman's home while naked. He was tased by cops who were moving through nearby yards and... well, anyway, they say he was wearing a skull cap and tennis shoes, and that's it. Wow.
Interesting disguise.
Yeah, it blended right in. Oh, here's what I read this. You know, sometimes you read these things that are so dark and twisted, and yet you think, man, I wish I could do that. You know, it's like a little fantasy, like that Grand Theft Auto story. I can see myself just... flipping out, cracking, and doing this at some point. This is from Tigard, Oregon. There was a fight at a movie theater about 6:10 p.m. They say here that there was a guy in the theater who was annoyed because a teenage boy sitting next to him at a showing of Prisoners just wouldn't stop talking. You know how you hate that when somebody won't stop talking. So the man, upset over this, decided to just stand up and just take a leak on the boy's head.
Okay.
Now, maybe I shouldn't say, after all, that I I would do this. I'm simply saying you hate it when people are talking in the movie theater and you think they should pay some consequence. This is probably not the one that I would pick, but I think I'd probably just rather strangle somebody, frankly. In this case, however, he pees on the guy, and the guy had a family there. This breaks out into a fight, and then somebody screams, "Gun!"
Uh-oh.
Causing a panic. Fortunately, there was no gun, but everybody fled. You can imagine how hysterical it was. And the guy who allegedly did the peeing claims that he drank alcohol before going to the movie. So, amazingly, the teenager's family decided not to pursue charges. So they say.
But he won't be talking to the theater.
That is a lesson learned in reality of the real world. Sometimes people don't play by the rules. And they get you when you don't play by the rules. Let's see. What do we have here next? Gosh, there's so many. So many. How about this one? Well, let me remind everybody, this is the Dark 30 Hour.
In case there was any question.
Yeah, this is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out right now if there are kids around, if you are easily offended. We save these stories for late at night during what we call the safe harbor period. But they're real news stories so far as we can tell. Headline from the Ukraine. Ukraine couple has sex on train tracks. Guess who came first? An impromptu fling on a railroad track proved deadly. For a couple, run over by a tram. Woman was killed, her boyfriend lost his legs when they were struck by a locomotive while doing this. According to a statement, the couple had, quote, failed to overcome their natural passion when walking home, and they wanted an extreme experience near the railroad tracks. Apparently this was a 41-year-old man and his 30-something companion. Bad spot for that. No doubt about it. Here's a story from Gainesville University of Florida.
Two from Gainesville tonight.
Yeah, something's going on and something's in the water there. A college professor is in trouble there. He has been apparently using a camera pin to secretly film under the clothing of two female students. This is basically, we're talking about upskirt videos here. The 65-year-old has been charged with felony video voyeurism counts. And they say there were four separate occasions in which he victimized the two students. Apparently one of the victims became aware of the videotaping at some point, noticed that he was doing this. In addition to the upskirt videos, the camera contained several other videos of females' tops and whatnot, looking down. And so when the cops confronted the man and said, well, give us your excuse, right? The best part of being a cop. Why did you do it? Being a professor, he had an almost believable response.
Which was?
The guy's smart. He says, well, he was merely attempting to gather proof that these women were not wearing undergarments in his class, and they had been flashing him in a totally inappropriate way, and that he was gathering evidence here so that he would be justified in removing them from his class for their unbecoming behavior.
I would totally beat the crap out of him.
And yet, what if he's telling the truth?
Who cares?
I mean, if women are flashing you in your class and you're like, this is totally unacceptable, and you're going to throw them out, yeah,
oh,
you're going to throw them out for doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
it does make sense, doesn't it?
No.
Perfect sense.
That you would need
30 filthy, slutty girls coming to his foul his classroom.
Yes. Precisely. I don't know. He may be onto something here. You might have to gather evidence of that kind before you go public with these claims. We'll see how this one pans out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've saved some of the things that make me cringe a little bit. Yes, believe it or not, we haven't even gotten there yet. For the end of the program, hopefully you'll stick around for that. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Ever been so drunk you have to hold on to the ground to keep from falling off of this world? No need to be ashamed, I've been there. Have you ever been convicted in a state court of law in a case of mistook identity? Well, don't feel rained on, friends, I've been there. I've been there when they take your guns. I've been there when your lawyer runs. I've been there when your whole damn life goes wrong. I've been there when damnation calls. But I swear the one thing that gets me through it all is singing a country western song. Have you ever been so mad you wanted to whoop somebody's ass, but they want nobody's ass around to whoop? Well, don't feel rained on, friends. I've been there. Gonna pick one.
You know, you're listening right now to Unknown Henson. And boy, are we happy that he's back on tour. He's a friend of this show, you know. And Unknown Henson had announced not too long ago he was not going to tour anymore. But unfortunately, tragically, his wife died, and apparently that changed things, and he's out there doing at least one more tour. He was kicking ass in Asheville last night, and I hope that you will go and experience Unknown Henson if you've never done so before. Just go to unknownhenson.com, and that's spelled H-I-N-S-O-N, unknownhenson.com. And, yeah, you know, his look and his style may seem a little gimmicky, but his songs are fun and funny, and
they're witty, and like, and he's a hell of a guitar player.
He can play the guitar like nobody's business, this guy. I mean, it's amazing. He produces everything himself, and I think he writes all his stuff, and it's just a good show. So go check out Unknown Henson. Yeah. And before we get to these stories, since it's the Halloween month, you want to freak people out a little bit? Go check out World's Wildest Ghost Photos at my site, joshuapwarren.com. It's all free. Some of the best photos and video clips of ghostly phenomena that I have seen, the ones I think are most valid over more than 20 years of research. World's Wildest Ghost Photos. You'll find the link at joshuapwarren.com. Okay, here we go. Here's a story from Hamilton, Ohio. 34-year-old man guilty of having sex with a pink inflatable pool float in front of several kids. By the way, again, this is the dark 30 hour. Okay? Not for the kiddies. These are real news stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Tune out if you don't want to hear this type of garbage. 34, yeah, and he's getting it on with the pink inflatable pool float. Now, if you are a fan of this show and that sounds familiar to you, it's because he was arrested in 2011 for having sex with the exact same pool float. The children were under the age of 10. It occurred in the afternoon during daylight hours, and it was a little raft, apparently. That was what he was into, a little raft. Isn't that amazing? Next story comes to us from the UK. Ooh, this is one that makes you cringe. A wedding was delayed in the UK. Now, you know how nerves are running high anyway before a wedding. Doesn't matter if you're the one getting married or if you're just participating in it. A lot of people are tense before a wedding. And so you can envision what happened when the vicar and the florist were in the church putting the finishing touches on the church, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, amazingly enough, a naked man runs in, soaking the floor with blood, okay, leaving a trail of blood, because just before he ran in, he had grabbed a pair of scissors and cut his testicles off. One wedding guest said, "When I went into the church, I saw something on the floor I could only describe as balls." After being taken to the hospital, police referred the man to a mental health assessment. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did. And they tried to keep all this a secret from the wedding party because they didn't want to ruin the experience. I mean, the police had to come, but they were very, very good and apt at handling this. And they say it was only delayed by maybe a half hour or an hour or so, and then everything went on as planned. I would call that an omen if I was the groom.
Did you not read a story a couple weeks ago along the similar lines about, like, a groom wanting to alter himself in the same way?
Did I?
I think you did.
I don't recall that.
I remember somebody wanting to alter themselves, but I don't remember it being a groom. All these stories just kind of run together sometimes.
You're right. After a while, they do. And now we have this story. Listen to this. This is from Colombia. A 66-year-old man wanted to really impress his new younger girlfriend with his prowess. So he intentionally took an overdose of Viagra. He was able to perform very well for days after bragging that he was a stud. But then it just never went down, and they say it became inflamed, and the next thing you know, there was gangrene. It started spreading to the rest of his body, so guess what?
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip. An eerie relation to the last story. They cut his thingy off, and, well, he's doing well now. He's recovering. At least he got one last big shebang, and I think that's going to do it for our shebang tonight. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and the Twitter, and hey, barring a ball game, and I think we're cool there, tune in next week for a brand new one and a Halloween edition. You are commanded!